Australia's state and territory education ministers wake this morning no clearer about where their schools' funding will come from after next year. Yesterday, they fought to maintain the funding deal they struck with the previous Labor government under the Gonski program. But the new federal education minister, Christopher Pyne, says it's back to the drawing board. The Gonski plan that sought to address Australia's widening gap between advantaged and disadvantaged students has now gone, and there's no hint as to what might replace it. One of the Gonski authors, former head of the New South Wales Education Department, Dr. Ken Boston, says the situation could bring public education to its knees. Dr. Boston spoke to our reporter, Rachel Brown.
Gonski was a done deal. This had been signed up. Mr. Abbott talked of a unity ticket. And now we've not only backed away, apparently, from the unity ticket, we've potentially backed away from Commonwealth support for public education, which is extraordinary. It's almost unbelievable that a Commonwealth minister would be silly enough to take such a position.
Doctor, you've said that dressing up Howard-era policy would be akin to putting lipstick on a pig.
Yes.
If we go back to the past, what will that mean in terms of social and economic consequences?
If we were to continue the current formula at the moment, assuming there's no increase in enrolments by 2016-17, the government sector, under current arrangements, would have received an additional 6%, a little over $300 million in funding. The non-government sector, without any increase in enrolments, Catholic and independent schools, would receive an increase in funding of about $2.4 billion, which is a little over 30% of their current funding. Now, that is an enormous disparity. Mr. Pyne and others could then turn around and say, ah, yes, but it's up to the government sector, the state governments, to pick up the public school funding. But no state government at the moment is in a position to find an additional 30% for public schools. So the threat, if he was serious, he will bring public education to its knees, and that would be an extraordinary thing for a federal education minister to do.
Do you think those states that signed up to the Gonski agreement will pay a price? The Tasmanian education minister has spoken about this bombshell that states who signed up, who have their funding decreased, that they'll have to pull that money from public schools?
Well, that was the threat that Mr. Pyne was making. It was a silly thing for a new minister to do at his first meeting, to spit the dummy at the very first meeting he has with the states. The whole method we were proposing in the Gonski report for getting this together was to do it collaboratively with the states and territories together. And I think to be sort of offsetting the states that did sign up against the states that didn't sign up is a petty thing, really, to be doing. Every state should be treated on the same basis. There should be no penalties applied. The critical thing is to move ahead, recognise there's a problem, recognise there's a solution to the problem, get round the table and deal with it. Implementing this is not complex. The data is there. If there is goodwill, Gonski can be put into place with a lot of hard work, but it's not so complex that it is not achievable within a matter of months. It can be done.
That's Dr. Ken Boston.